Nashwala Nubish Agishat on Seclair Shala, Patrick McKelvey, Astrana Brataga. Agasa Patrick, Togula Gaelic, who Nido Gaelic,
you know, Gaelic, I'm Gaelic,
Agus Casta Wahe, Agus.
Kaye?
Casta Wahe. Where did she come from, your mother?
I don't know, why is of Rocky.
That's of Rocky?
Yeah.
You're on Gaelic, Eki?
You're Gaelic, you're modern Gaelic, you're Rocky, I'm a bee.
No. So, we think you stuck it on Berlin, Sean?
To Berlin, we were conscious, you know, we had Togula Berlin,
right.
Togo.
Right, well, you're more comfortable in English then.
Oh,
yeah, right.
I thought I could, right.
Well, tell me about your youth growing up here. How many were in the family, Patrick?
There were seven.
Right.
Five girls and two boys. Mm-hmm. And me and Sean were the boys, were twins.
And where did the rest go? Where did the family
Well, Annie was the eldest, and then... according to she got should be hired when she'd be after school, 14 years, that time was the school age.
Mm-hmm.
and you're, then she'd be hired after that. She worked in Boys of the Reading. He was a doctor there, the Reading still
oh,
there.
At the bridge, yeah.
And she was hired there, and then she went on then to into the north, and she taught Gaelic and she was a great one for Irish,
right.
And she taught a lot of Gaelic and Gaelic out here. When she come back here and married Thomas, he'd be a neighbour, and they come back, they were in Dublin, and they come back and he went into the home place, and that was, but she talked a lot to Rodina Gaeltacht and all.
Right.
Aye.
So she had
and
good
they were,
yeah.
Aye.
Right.
Aye.
So what was life like growing up here at that time, Paddy? Was there a lot of work, I suppose, just
well,
farming?
If I said, the girl from behind, I said then, my father died when I was 14.
Right.
14 years old, I was at school, and he died, he had cancer. And the liver, and he died, and even Dr. Boyle was a doctor that time, and he told him, and he worked on public works, and a very pally were a Dr. McGinley was in Letterkenny that time.
I know the name, yeah.
And he went out to Dr. McGinley, and he wanted Dr. McGinley to operate on him. And Dr. McGinley said, no, John, I won't. He says, you can live without a stomach, but you can't live without a liver. I remember them coming in that night. And it was Halloween night because they had apples and stuff for them back. And he died on Christmas Eve.
See.
Aye.
So your mum was, your mother then was left with a young family.
Left that time, aye. Well, I would be the family with the youngest. The school finished, you know, the school that time, but then I had to finish school then, and, you know, finished